God wants to elevate your status so that God can pass through you. Hallelujah. Your feelings will stop you from being who God sees you to be. It will stop you from experiencing the fullness of God. But now, how do I stop my feelings? How do I put my thumb on my feelings? How do I take my feelings out of the way? It's not that I won't feel anymore, but I won't allow my feelings to rule me. Paul gave us the antidote. Romans 12. What a wonderful scripture. It's more or less like a prescription for every sinful ailment. Romans 12. I read from verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies, present your feelings, present your feelings a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. And be ye transformed. When your mind is transformed, the mind is where the feelings come from. Hallelujah. The mind. Jonathan Edwards, the 18th century Protestant preacher, even told us the difference between the mind and the soul, even though the two are one. The mind analyzes, feels, intellect. The soul is where the action comes from. Transform both sides so that when you need to internalize, intellectualize, it will be according to the Spirit and subjected to Christ. Maybe I've lost some of us there since I mentioned Jonathan Edwards. Hallelujah. Amen. If your mind is not transformed, your life will likely not be transformed. It's not a curse. If your mind, your thinking, as a man thinketh, so he is. If your thinking does not change, and that's what Jesus came to preach. I keep telling people, Jesus did not come to preach, be born again. He came to preach the kingdom. Repent. That's what he went about saying. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Those of you who wonder, who grew up in Nigeria, you know, there are some mornings. You hear somebody jingling a bell, right? Walking the street, beggar, repent, beggar. That's what Jesus was doing. Repent means change your thinking, change your mind, change your mind. That's when he will say, when he forgives somebody, say, go and sin no more. Because it's within your ability. Ability to sin, ability not to sin is within you. But God can give you grace. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 to 6, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Many believers do not know that they have authority in Christ. They do not know they have been authorized by Christ. The scripture we read said, and made us sit together. Where? In heavenly places. Sitting together with Christ in heavenly places. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. The right hand of the Father is the authority of the Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Dr. Oni is my right hand man. What does that tell you immediately? He has authority. When you are somebody's right hand, you have authority. Praise the Lord. Amen. So every man has authority here. Because you are always on your wife's left hand. When you get home, that will sink. You will understand that. Sometimes we don't know that we need the authority of our wives to do some things. We do. A man is like a horse who wants to run. Huh? The woman is the one that sits on the horse and is holding the reins. You don't know. If your wife wants to stop you today, woman power. A woman must not tell you, I will show you. Whether you are guilty or not, beg. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says that even God, when they report you to God, God always takes their side. Always. Because he said they are weaker vessel. And the Bible says that God always support the weak. And some women know the authority they have, they abuse it. Praise the Lord. They abuse it. A woman will say, well, if you do that, I'll call the police. And you know when the police comes, it's the woman they will listen to first. And they will tell the man, please excuse us in your own house too. Excuse us. Come and stay outside. The woman will be inside. They will never tell the woman to come outside. It's the man that should come outside. And if they don't really see the transparency of what's going on, they will tell the man, I think you should give her space for some time. And some women abuse that because of manipulation. Hallelujah. When God, now going to the head of the message, through which I'll round up because it's not going to be much. When God called Moses in Exodus chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. And the Lord said unto Moses. Do you know that Moses became born again at the burning bush? Hello? That's when Moses became born again. He had a different spirit than the people he was going to go and deliver. Amen? And God said unto Moses, see, in your Bible is capital S, right? Authority. See, I have what? Made thee a God to Pharaoh. See, I have given you authority over Pharaoh. See, I have given you authority at your job. Let me tell you something about your job. When you are in your right, and maybe a supervisor, a manager doesn't like you, and they begin to play somehow and choke you, you have authority. Praise the Lord. Did you hear me? Don't come to me. You have authority. Go to God in prayer and report that person to God. I can share testimonies with you. I don't work for anybody. I work for God. But my wife works for somebody. And one day, a boss came. Blah, 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 blah. I wasn't there. But when my wife gets home, I always ask her, I always work today. And we talk about because I'm interested. You know. And she said, this is my new boss. This, that, 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 that. I said, really? I said, okay. What is her name? Listen. Said, so and so. Okay. After our usual prayer line, you know, I tell you, we have our own morning devotion. We now took this person to God and placed her under the altar of on the altar of God and said, Lord, Father, is this one or your daughter? Do something. My wife went to work that morning. She came back. I said, how far? Said, she didn't come to work today. I said, okay. Then she came to work. I think it was now a Monday. She had POP. In her watch this. That wasn't even the testimony. As if she knew. She now went to my wife to apologize. And they now became so close friends, whereby if anything is happening in her house, she will call my wife to give her counsel. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. But we don't know that we can report people to God. Vengeance is mine. It's not a story. It's not a story. It's for real. I used to do, in those days, business back in Nigeria. And there was this woman who now said, well, she needed a bribe before she could release the LPO. I'm like, I got back to the office. I said, I'm not going back there anymore. The bank that we go for emergency funds to quickly do business, and you know, the director called me. This is a Redeemed Christian Church of God bank. A guy bank. The guy called me and said, Then I used to be Brother Carl. I'm still Brother Carl. Said, what's happening? I've not seen you in a while. And I told him, you know, these people, they say they want bribe. And I can't. He said, and you are going to keep quiet like that? He said, but you know it's only one night vigil. The guy put the idea in my mind. And lo and behold, that same day, one night vigil. Not up to 7 days. Inside the front page of Daily Times. I don't know if they still have Daily Times in Nigeria. 21 sacked at so place. This woman's name was among them. The next person they now put in her place was a Muslim who started calling, come and collect your LPO. Come and collect your LPO. God can fight for you. When you stand on the authority and the truth. I have made you a God to Pharaoh. And Aaron, thy brother, shall be thy prophet. That is your mouthpiece. Tell Aaron, he will tell them. Aaron is your loudspeaker. Speak, he will amplify. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee. Underline that. You will say what I tell you. That's your authority. Let me say that again. Say what he tells you. That's your authority. You will say what I command you. And Aaron, thy brother, shall speak unto Pharaoh that he send the children of Israel out of his land. As soon as you are born again, you also have authority over darkness. You also have authority over darkness. You can't be a child of God and just live an ordinary life. You can't just live an ordinary life. You can't live life as if you are sorry. Psalm 82, verse 5 to 8. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. They are born again. They walk on in darkness. They have been translated into light. They walk on in darkness. They walk on as if they don't know, as if they don't have. He said, I have said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Don't walk in darkness anymore. If not, he says, you die like ordinary men. That will not be your portion. Amen. Listen to me, folks. When you walk with God, when you hear from God, you will have boldness. You won't live in fear. You have boldness to address any situation. You have boldness to address any challenging situation. Why? Because God will reign through you. God will reign. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we'll do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and hope. Come on, sing with me. Trust and hope. There's no other way. Jesus, but to trust. When the children of Israel followed Moses as they left Egypt, Moses did not follow them to say what they were saying. Moses did not follow them to complain. Moses did not follow them to grumble. He knew they were free. But the children of Israel did not see themselves free. Let me give you one example. You can read Exodus 6, 10 and 11. Exodus 9, verse 1. Let me just take one of them because of time. Exodus 9, verse 1. Then the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh, tell him, thus said the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go. And Moses went to Pharaoh. The Lord of the Hebrews said, let my people go. Michael, angel, an archangel, was in a fix. The prince of Persia was fighting with him. He could not overpower the prince of Persia. But the moment he said, the Lord rebuke you, that was the end of the matter. That was the end of the matter. What are you saying? What are you saying? Oh, they say you are going to die. You agree? No, I shall not die. I shall live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. It's not yet my time. I have work to do. I'm not done yet. I'm not done. This morning I was driving to church, and my upper lips began to twitch by itself. I mean, for minutes on end. You know how Satan will start dropping thoughts and ideas? I began to say out loud, I said, Satan, you're a liar. My time has not come. This shall come to pass. Hallelujah. This is not my portion. I am not going to die. I will live. I still have assignment to carry out. By the time I drove into church, even as I'm talking, I've not felt it again. Moses will say what God says. Stop saying what other people are saying. Stop saying what other people are saying. Stop saying what other people are saying. Say what God says. Say what God says. If I have a friend that will come to me and tell me one nonsense and stupid, you remove my name from your phone. That's not who I am. That's not me. At the Red Sea, when they didn't even know what to do, before Moses will use his mouth to say negative, read what the children of Israel say. I'm going to take 5 more minutes. Exodus 14. Because this is important. Somebody say, I am a God. Come on, say it with confidence. Say it with confidence. Exodus 14, 11 to 16. And they said unto Moses, or read from 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Watch what they cried out. Because when you hear cried out, you think they prayed. And they said unto Moses, because there was no grave in Egypt, thou hast taken us away to die in the wilderness. Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth to Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt? Did we not tell you, leave us alone? Saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. These are free people. They still long for bondage. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, keep quiet. Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Now listen to me. At this point, do you think Moses knew what he was going to do? The only thing he knew he was going to do was to go to God. He went to God. Where is the authority? And God said, Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Tell them forward. Tell them move on. Tell them go on. And when you tell them, lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. Did you see? God did not say, and I will divide it. Huh? God didn't say, I will divide it. He said, tell them to go forward, stretch it up, and divide it. There's what the word of authority in your mouth can do for you. Hallelujah. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. God used, or Moses used God's word to address the situation. Hallelujah. Use God's word to address your situation because you are a God. You are like your father. Hallelujah. Satan has his own children. God has his own children. I'm speaking to children of God. And finally, maybe you are falling away, whether by your fault or by default. Like the prodigal son. The boy came to his senses. He said, I will go back to my father as a servant. I say, use me as a servant. I'm paraphrasing. But the moment the father saw him when he came back home, the father embraced him, washed him, put on a new robe, the robe of acceptance. Not only that, he said, put upon his finger a ring. That ring signified what? Authority. The boy lost it. He gained it back. You may have lost it, but you can gain it back. Yeah. Let us rise up on our feet this morning. I surrender. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. I surrender all. Oh Lord, I surrender. Come on, lift up your two hands to heaven. I surrender, my Father, all to you, my blessed Savior.